as January 17th, 2022, marks the observance of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Federal Holiday and Service Day, established in 1983. This King Holiday and Service Acts highlight remembrance and celebration and encourages people everywhere to reflect on the principles of nonviolent social change, racial equality, community and humanitarian service, and interracial cooperation. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. devoted his life to advancing equality, social justice, and opportunity for all, and challenged all Americans to participate in the never-ending work of building a more perfect union. Celebrating Dr. King's life and spirit through community-wide recognitions and service on the King Holiday is an appropriate way to honor Dr. King, bringing our citizens together and strengthening our communities and nation. It is appropriate for the City of Manhattan to support a community celebration in observance of the King Holiday and Day of Service honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Each of us can and must contribute to making our communities better with increased opportunity for all our citizens. Now, therefore, Wynn Butler, Mayor of the City of Manhattan, Kansas, does hereby proclaim January the 15th through the 17th of 2022 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Celebration and Day of Service in Manhattan, Kansas, and urge all people to join and pay tribute to the life and works of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and apply his life principles and teachings of service to inspire others to serve and remember his spirit of community.
Susan, my name is Kevin Ryan. I'm the co-chair of the Board of the King Committee, and I couldn't be prouder to be part of the city and this community. The amazing thing that's happened over the past
year has been eye-opening. Eye-opening, real, and it's all what this community is about. I have to say a few words about Jim Spencer. We celebrated his 71st birthday. He's been a part of this this committee and part of this community for a long time. His contributions will never, I don't think we can ever equal his contributions. We can talk about the opening of the Douglas Center, the naming of Martin Luther King Drive. This committee is also involved in community conversations and what we've done there, the headway that we've made with the Director Butler and the Coalition of Equal Justice. We could go on and on about all the good things that this city has participated in and endorsed and helped us with and to make Manhattan a better place. Can't help but say a few things about the losses that we've had this year. Lynetta Hill has passed, and she was an icon here. We'll be very, very missed and very beloved. Cheryl Collins, also from the Historical Society. As a member of the committee, I've had the opportunity to work with those people, and you can't say anything about the amazing residents that we have here in Manhattan, Kansas. You just can't say enough about them. We are going through our, we're getting to our community celebration and our prayer breakfast, and we're looking forward to doing that. Despite what the environment has done, we're still thriving on, we're moving on, and it's great to be part of a committee, a community, and a city that endorses equality, justice, and treats everybody like they're humans. And on that point, I'll let Susan Glymore talk a little bit about the art writing contest.
Hi, I'm Suzanne Glymore, and the theme for the contest this year is, again, a quote from Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, and it is, "We must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools." And we've had quite a few entries again this year, both in the art as well as the writing categories, and it's really touching to see the depth that kids and some adults too will put into the work that they submit. So we are, because of COVID, again, totally online. Everything is being submitted online. Everything can be viewed online. So after the celebration, we will announce our winners. But we really want to also just acknowledge everyone that participated in any way and submitted an entry So I encourage you guys to check out our website and look for some of those, because they really are inspiring. So, and you guys are all also welcome to participate anytime. We do it every year, and we're not going to quit.